PHAP is a temporary measure for people who are on the social housing waiting list, particularly what we're seeing at the minute, now that the housing market has improved again. Many landlords are now putting these properties on the market again and informing the HAP tenants that they will now be evicted from these homes once the sales are agreed. Now, obviously, there are statutory notices of eviction that these tenants must receive. Unfortunately, the county council just don't have the houses to put these people in, and it's creating a vicious circle. So my point certainly is that HAP is not a long-term sustainable solution to any housing crisis we have in Donegal. We simply need to be building more social houses.
And you said too that the HAP applicants should be combined with those on the social housing waiting list.
To my mind, there's a bit of a manipulation of the figures here, because we're being presented with a net housing waiting list, which is not inclusive of the number of housing tenants who are currently in receipt of HAP. There's a doubling, basically, of the net housing waiting list that the council are giving us, and I suppose that's mirroring the national figures that we're seeing. Housing Minister Owen Murphy is being put under pressure in Leinster House because of a manipulation of figures by the department, and we're now seeing that the Central Statistics Office are now taking charge of compiling those figures because the housing department simply can't be trusted with them. And I think we're seeing a manifestation of that at a local level here, because the HAP tenants and people who are in receipt of the HAP payment are on the social housing waiting list, so they should be included in those figures, and we should not be manipulating the figures just to make it seem like there are less people on the waiting list than there actually are.